I'm looking good. Got a luscious V of hair going from my chest pubes down to my ball throat.
He went to Northwestern and Johns Hopkins. Is that good enough for you?
No, it's not. I smoked pot with Johnny Hopkins.
It was Johnny Hopkins and Sloan Kettering, and they were blazing that shit up every day.
Dad, we're men, okay? That means a few things. We like to shit with the door open. We talk about pussy. We go on riverboat gambling trips. We make our own beef jerky. That's what we do.
Hey, you're embarrassing yourself, you geriatric fuck! Two things! You keep your liver spotted hands off my beautiful mother. She's a saint!
If you wanna get down on these hairy balls, hey, why don't you jump right in?
Hey.
It's a crotch party right up in here.
Stop
why
it.
Don't you lick on this big joint?
Stop it, Dale! Stop it! Stop it!
Oh, fuck you, you can't even sing. Yeah, just sing something to get some pussy.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
Ah, what's going on, everybody?
Hello, universe.
Organized Chaos Radio Show, episode 57.
Hell of an intro. I gotta say, I gotta interrupt you.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
That's a hell of an
intro. I make them for you.
That was a really good one.
You complain every week if you don't like it.
No. Did you have extra time or something?
Did you have extra time?
That was the best one ever. Anyways, it was a great intro.
Did I have extra time this week?
It was extra good. It was extra good.
They're always good.
They are always good. I never comment on it until after the show.
So I appreciate
that. Put it on the show.
We are the Organized Chaos Radio Show. We are joined this week by comedian and actor Chris Monty. Welcome.
Hello, boys.
Chris, hey, Chris. Monty and psychic medium and lead singer of Page and Grace, Christopher Allen.
This is exciting.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
This is exciting. We're all nervous.
I know. We're a little bit.
Everybody's magical powers
and you fucking sing.
Yeah,
like
I know,
angel?
Right?
Yeah, seriously.
Jesus, that's a hell of a resume.
And he's handsome.
Wow.
Like triple
threat. He's not a bad looking man.
And he's got a hot girlfriend, too. He's
of course he does.
Living life.
Oh, wow.
Flattering.
I want to start this week with something, and we'll get it out of the way. It's my favorite segment on this show, and everybody knows it.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, everybody here knows how much I enjoy professional wrestling, right?
Yes. You're still 12.
Now, if you had a relative who was the WWE Divas Champion, would you tell me about that?
I might not tell you.
Bill's cousin,
tell everybody else,
is AJ Lee, the Divas Champion.
Yeah. I don't know who that is, but that's cool.
I forgot about that.
I've known him for over 2
She's
years.
A lovely person.
Once he would say, "Hey, my cousin's a wrestler." Like maybe like meet and greet.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's
Bill. It's not.
They're at the Coliseum tonight. No like meet and greet or anything.
I only found out like a month ago.
Bill Morales is a shady friend.
It just doesn't.
Your wife
mind.
Doesn't even know about it. What happened was I posted something about wrestling on Facebook, and your sister said, "Oh, our cousin's AJ Lee." I'm like, Bill never mentioned that, and she goes, "Yeah, Bill doesn't acknowledge second cousins."
Do you know her story? Like her story was that she loved it so much that she like slept in a car and she, you know, did
work
her way from
true.
The bottom up. And that was her big story. And did you know about that?
No.
I Wikipedia'd her just to see what she looked like and stuff.
Is she hot?
Yeah, she's pretty cute.
I don't even know who it is, to be honest. I stopped watching wrestling after
she's a Divas champion. And her valet is Jimmy Snuka's daughter, which is kind of cool.
Wow. I remember seeing Jimmy Snuka's my day.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, the things he forgets to tell me.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Call yourself a friend.
Yeah. This is, I guess he's showing
God.
You a picture.
Yeah. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's Bill's cousin. I should put a picture on the Organized Chaos page of Bill's cousin, AJ
and
Lee.
And she's wrestling tonight?
Yeah, she wrestles every night. She's the WWE Divas Champion. She's the women's champion.
Right down
that's
the road
big
tonight.
Time.
Yeah, she's the women's champion.
Does she know Dan?
Probably.
And Mick Foley?
Yeah, she definitely knows Mick Foley.
Wow, well, that's really
and
cool,
this,
man.
This is my friend, my partner.
Oh, yeah, you gotta bring that to
her
the
whole
table,
history.
So one more time.
I didn't know.
Bill Morales is
I should actually use that as my stage credit.
Yeah, my cousin, coming to the stage, his cousin is the WWE
his second
Divas
cousin is actually somebody important.
And here we have like a podcast. Let's get a who should we have on the show?
Get her on.
I don't know, my cousin, the Divas champion.
I'll ask my sister to reach out to her because I'm kind of, you know,
I could have been down there tonight hanging out with everybody.
We should have broadcasted this live from the comic.
Yeah, right. Belts over my shoulder, like my a championship belt on my shoulder.
I like to throw my power
I
would have
went out and bought the little rubber doll of her. Do they still make the wrestling dolls?
They still make the wrestling
yeah.
dolls.
Yeah, you probably can get her action figure nowadays, can you?
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
I can't believe you.
That's all Anthony needs.
I'm pretty sure Anthony already has it.
Yeah, probably.
I don't have any figures. I do have a championship belt.
You do have blow-up dolls.
I do have a replica of the spinner belt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know what that means?
I have no idea.
It was the belt for a while. The center spins.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. John Cena, when he became champion the first time, he changed it. Christopher knows what I'm talking about.
Sadly, I do, though.
Well, I remember stuff like that, but I don't follow it anymore, you know?
Oh, I do. And I can't wait to go home tonight and watch it.
I was the Intercontinental Champion when I was, like, 13.
You had the belt?
I bought a belt. Yeah, they had the replica belts.
That's pretty cool. Plastic? Or was did it have a little...
First, my brother and I used to make them out of cardboard. We used to get... My dad would bring home, like, big cardboard boxes, and we'd cut them out.
Yeah.
And then we'd get, like... oak tag all different colors and glitter and make a championship belt and it would bend. You know, we tape and we.
Oh, well,
that was probably better than
me
the
and
one
my brother
didn't
play with glitter, but we
had to make it shiny, man, because it was like the belt. You know, the plate would be tin foil. We glued tin foil on it for the silver.
We didn't play with glitter in my house, but whatever.
Well, we were very, very happy champions.
Yeah, I know you have a sister, so maybe that's where it came from.
That's
but
a beautiful story. I like that.
And then we got the replica belt.
The foam ones.
No, it was like rubber, I guess. And
but it wasn't like the real one.
It buckled. It wasn't like the real one. It was fake. Like the you know, the shiny, you know, part, that was all like plastic.
Yeah, mine is actually like real size.
They didn't have like
eBay. Oh, no, this was real size, but it was fake.
Have you ever seen it? I used to do the kid shows.
You still have it?
Yeah.
Bring it in.
You should bring it in. You should wear it.
Why don't you have it on you now is my question.
Just wear it out?
Yeah.
You should give it to, what's his name? The guy from 30 Rock.
My cousin bought me a cape for Christmas. I wore that
shit. The comic.
Why am I going to give it to him?
He's world champion.
No. Well,
he's a champion of the world. What's his name?
Did he buy the belt? No, I didn't. So I'm going to keep it, and I'm going to make sure no one touches it, and it's mine. I didn't like the little kids touching it. I don't bring it out for playtime.
He's still talking about the belt?
Let's get into our guests, because they're very interesting.
You don't get me started. Yeah. When I was younger, I actually had my own, like, federation.
See?
And stuff
there
like
we go.
That.
I know exactly.
We did that when we were
in the backyard. 13, 14.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not 33. I mean, that's a little ridiculous. I don't have a belt at 33.
I don't have a federation. I just have a belt.
Yeah. Well,
you want to hear something more pathetic before we get on the subject?
Go ahead.
Like, when I go watch WrestleMania, I bring the belt with me. I sit there with the belt over my shoulder.
Do you, like, wear, like, tights and a mask?
No, I wear, like, what I'm going to wear.
What's your name if you were, like, a wrestler? What would be your... You have, like, a name? You had to have a character that you invented, right? Everybody did. I was the Wildcat.
Oh.
Long before football had any kind of thing named that.
The Wildcat Christmas.
Yeah. And I used to hail from Parts Unknown. That was my favorite introduction back in the 80s when they were wrestling.
Where is Parts Unknown?
Yeah. What's your name, Anthony? What's your wrestling name?
It was my nickname in high school.
Douchebag?
You know, you're going to laugh? It actually was.
What's your wrestling name?
D-Bag. Douchebag.
Really? And he's the psychic.
Who's psychic?
My cousin Joe used to go, "You're really a fucking D-Bag, aren't you?" So like, I just stuck. Everybody started calling me D-Bag.
Wow.
So yeah.
Think.
Oh, well, that's cool.
And my friend Nick was Nizza, because that's his that was his name, Nizza.
Racist.
From Wu-Tang. It was the Jizza, there was the RZA, and he was the Nizza.
Oh, that's
that was
clever.
His thing.
I'm afraid to ask about your finishing move, though.
My finishing move? I don't really have... Well, on the video game, it was the powerbomb.
He just talked to you and put you to sleep. I'm sorry, dude. You're underhanding him to me.
It's the last time you're coming
up to me. I love being here, man.
Last time you're coming on my podcast. You did make me Sunday gravy.
It's
though,
my
so.
Co-host.
I cooked
there.
For you. How was
hey,
your food?
Hey, there.
Oh, my God.
There.
It was phenomenal.
It's good, right?
He made me Sunday gravy. I brought it into the...
Look at that.
I had it today. It was delicious.
It's good sauces.
Meatballs.
I get them from...
Where'd you get that? That was
I'm
good.
I'm going to plug my butcher. Can I plug my butcher?
Yeah, plug your butcher.
In Forest Hills, Queens, Metro Meats. On Metropolitan
Avenue. Metrosexual goes to the Metro Meats.
Metro Meats. I call him Metro because he's on Metropolitan Boulevard. Oh, Metropolitan Avenue. It's the best butcher. If you're in Queens, go there, man. Everything's homemade. The guy makes it.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
It was very nice of him.
Yeah, well, you know, I made a big pot of Sunday gravy, as we call it. As some people call it sauce. And I you know, I know if I'm, that's why I asked if I was working with you. Yeah, so if I'm going to see you, I pull a doggy baby.
What are you bringing, Wednesday?
Nothing.
Because we're both here. Go to govs.com.
If I make lasagna, I'll
Wednesday
bring
night, Thanksgiving Eve, Chris Monty is headlining. And it's got a couple people on the show.
I'm on the show.
And Joe Curry's on the show as well. Matt Burke.
It's a special deal. If you go to govs.com, it's $5 cover. They have a special deal
right now.
Get them while they're hot, the $5 tickets. Yeah.
There we go. Boom. Sell this thing out.
And it's going to be it'll be packed. It'll be a fun night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Maybe our new friend can come check out the show.
Absolutely.
Bring your hot lady.
We'll do.
Unless you're singing somewhere.
No, not this year.
Okay.
He's off. He's ready to sing.
Come hang out.
We'll do. Sing at the, you can sing on the mic during the show. You go up there and you do like a little musical break before Monty gets up there. He likes that.
Yeah, I like that.
Like the raffles.
Nice.
Let's get into it. Chris. Chris Monty just got finished a run with his hit play, his award nominated play.
Shut up, sit down, and eat.
Yeah. Look at that.
In unison.
In stereo.
You don't have anything for that, Anthony? Any little fun little...
Shut up, sit down, and eat?
No, just the way you guys said it.
Get the hell out of here. I'm cooking.
That's a good Thanksgiving
Did
one.
Did you ever hear that one?
That's a good one.
I never heard
it. I'll play it for you.
This is Anthony.
Get the hell out of here. I'm cooking. Get the hell out of here. Get the microphone out of my face. Someone's going to get hurt today. Oh,
this is a typical Thanksgiving.
I got a freaking rolling pin in my hand. Listen, I'm working here. Anthony, I'm rolling the fucking dough, all right? I want to hit him so bad because I'm working here. I'm busy, and he's bothering me with this nonsense.
There we go. That could be the lead-in.
That is great.
To shut up, sit down, and eat. That could be the...
Related to Thanksgiving. That'd be my mother following Thanksgiving.
Soon. Yeah, play that clip.
So it's got another run now, right?
We got nominated by the Off-Broadway Alliance for Best Unique Theatrical Experience. That's the name of the award.
Best Unique...
Unique Theatrical Experience, something like that. It's, you know, it's... let's put it this way. To narrow it down, the play is great. You guys have seen it.
Yeah.
But there's like Best Play, Best New Play, there's all these awards. We probably have a better shot. They slipped us into Best Unique because our play isn't just a straight play. It's a play that was written from stand-up. I don't know if you've seen it, Bill, but Anthony's seen it. So it's kind of a little bit of a different kind of...
It's different than a regular play.
It's
got a little comedy in it because you guys do part of your routines in the act.
Yep. There's a lot of monologues. We break out from the I'm talking to Chris now for those people because he hasn't seen it. But we break out from the play together, and time freezes for a second, and then one of us just talks to the audience.
Whoa.
Like, you know, so it's cool. And it's usually a comedy monologue. So anyway, we're at the Players Theater on McDougal Street in New York City. We start back December 1st, and we have dates in – we're not running straight every night, so we have dates in December, January, February, and March. Shut up, sit down, and eat.com.
Oh, wow, you guys got a lot of
things. Let's go right
on.
Up. So,
a lot of the December shows are almost all sold out already.
So a great holiday gift. Is there a website people can go to get these tickets?
Shut up, sit down, and eat.com. And right on the homepage, there's a little button on top of the page. There's a bunch of plates which go into the different pages. The first one says buy tickets. Just click on that, and it takes you right to the.
It takes right
real
to the
simple.
Thing. Right to the
box office.
Real simple.
And next stop is Broadway, the Tony Awards.
Well, we hope. That's the the dream. That's
I would love
dream.
To see you guys on the red carpet.
Oh, forget it. I'll be smashed.
Over there. All right. And let's get to our other guest. I feel like we're leaving you out.
Not at all. I'm actually joining on my cell phone right now to try to find the links to buy the tickets.
Oh, you're gonna buy tickets?
You know what? I'm distracted too because I just got a text.
What?
This is a Thanksgiving thing?
Yeah, I appreciate you like being here for this.
No, I want to share. I want to share it because it's Thanksgiving week.
Okay.
You know, we always, my brother's got his own family, he's got his wife, and he's got his kids, and his wife has a big family, so it's always sometimes hard for us to coordinate getting something together.
Yeah.
So my brother's like, listen, I got to work on Thanksgiving, I can come, but we got to eat by like 4, because then I got to work, he works in the Bronx, so no problem. I set up Thanksgiving at my father's, me and my father are going to cook everything, you know, I'm going to make the turkey, all the sides, everything, right? So I just get a text from my brother. There's a big change of plans on Thanksgiving, and I'm sitting there going, man, he's going to cancel now, and you know, whatever. And it's actually good news. He was messing with us. He's like, no, I got off.
Oh, okay.
So now I'll be drunk by 6 and bring cigars, he's telling me.
Perfect.
So that's actually a happy thing. The whole family. La familia. We'll all be together.
Yes, we'll all be together. We got a big crew together for this year for Thanksgiving. It's a baby's first Thanksgiving, so that's exciting.
That's great.
Well, it is exciting.
He don't know. He doesn't know what
to do. Yeah, no, he doesn't know. So you can be late.
Oh, you're buying, getting the tickets right online?
There we go. Everybody listening to this podcast, I'm on the site right now. It's really easy to buy tickets to the show.
Then right on that buy ticket page, you go to dates, and it gives all the dates through March of what you want.
You're doing something 2 days after Christmas? On the 28th?
Yeah, that's 3 days after.
That's right.
But yeah, that's the weekend. Yeah, you know why? That's Saturday and Sunday, those shows, and that's the weekend right before New Year's. You know why that's a good? Know why it's a good weekend?
Why?
Because a lot of tourists are in New York City. They want to see the tree before the tree comes down, and they want to go to a show and have dinner. So
bombardment.
And that's actually that weekend. If you want to come that weekend, it's not sold out, but tickets are selling. The Sunday's a matinee. The Sundays are all matinees. 3 o'clock. So you come in, you can have dinner after the show.
You come in,
the show.
You shut up, you sit down, you eat.
And I'll tell you, it's on McDougal Street, within 3 blocks of all walking around is all restaurants within walking distance.
I know the area.
If you're driving in, there's a parking garage on the corner, right on the corner for like, you know, 20, 30 bucks. You park your car and you walk to the restaurant.
All right.
So
that sounds like a plan.
And the subways are all right there.
So you're doing that, Chris? You're definitely going to do it?
Absolutely.
You're lying, or you just
no. If you can't make
I'm
that
on the set right now,
if you can't make that,
you don't have to buy them if you don't want.
This show's all through March, so whenever
definitely will show up.
You don't have to if you don't want.
I got a lot of things to do now. I got the Thanksgiving Eve show over here. Governor's
right. Singing. He's going to sing right before I go on.
Yeah, before you go on, this is a little, we'll do a little Sinatra before you come on.
Can you sing that style?
Sure.
All right. Yeah.
I'll fly it to
like
the
Michael Bublé. I guess he would be more your generation.
Oh no.
All right. I met Chris. Yeah. I want to talk about Chris for a little bit. Is that right, Monty? Now,
the real deal.
Enough with you and you.
Yeah, I'm excited. Actually, I only came because I heard on the show.
Yeah, Chris actually is a real live psychic medium, which is awesome.
Real life.
I don't know what that is.
He communicates with people that have passed on.
Okay, that's what I thought it
and
was,
he
but
see
I wasn't
future
sure.
Things.
And I
don't
want to. And I first
psychic. That's why I would ask you.
I first
point
saw
blank.
Chris on MTV. He was on. Was like My True Life.
Yeah, they had the True Life documentary on me.
How'd you get on that?
They had scouts. Checking me out every couple of weeks in Long Beach when I used to do a stint down there every week. I would read people down in the town of Long Beach, and they would send people from MTV.
That's
and
awesome.
They picked
that's
me
fabulous.
Up.
Yeah.
And then I met him through my ex's cousin is a psychic medium. So through Bobby we met.
Sure.
So there's a bit of an underground there.
There is. It's a little bit underground. It's crazy.
I like that.
And I always go to different mediums all the time too.
Yeah, you do. So
I do.
So
I'm very into that.
Just not to take away from you, but I used to open for a guy on Long Island. Maybe you know him, Jeffrey Wands.
Okay, sure.
You heard of Jeffrey?
Absolutely.
Jeffrey's been around a long time, and he was doing these big, you know, theaters where people come, they pay $100, they would get like a dinner, a cocktail hour, and then they come in for the show. It was a whole meet and greet. And so they had asked me, do you want to do like 15 minutes in front of me, you know, like to open the show? And I'm like, really? I'm like a comic to go out before? And he goes, no, I like it because you put them in a good spirit. People come in sad, expecting, hoping to hear from that one person that they don't always hear from. And then he goes, you put them in a good spirit, you make them laugh. And then I had said something funny to a guy backstage, but can I tell you this?
Yeah,
go ahead.
There's
700 people, and I totally believe in what you do, but this is just being a comic. I'm a wise ass. So this guy looks at me right before I'm going on, and he goes, are you nervous? There's like 700 people out there. I go, no, I'm not nervous. I said, because, you know, this is what I do. I'm a comic. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to do jokes that I know work. I said, Jeffrey should be nervous because he's got to convince 700 people. He's really talking to the dead.
Oh, man. You know what I do when I have shows? I don't have a comic. I would love to have maybe Anthony one day do stuff for my shows.
Absolutely.
You want to put him in a good mood, though, don't you?
I just serve them wine. You know, I just get them drunk before my shows. You know, I have this new thing called Wine and Spirits now that I have like this wine tasting.
Oh, that's clever.
That's a cool idea. Yeah, very clever.
A little play in the words. You know, I just take that concept in. It actually does really good.
Loosens them up a little bit.
Yeah, I would love a comedian, though, because you're so right. Everybody is kind of there, and they're all kind of down on themselves, and I think comedy is a beautiful thing that can be used to uplift people and get people in the right front.
Yeah.
And I would always make sure, like, I tried not to do, like, I would do a lot of stuff. My mother has passed. Anthony's mother has passed. But I had a lot of stuff about my mother because she used to always plan her funeral, you know, before she got sick or anything. That was a normal way of talking. So I used to do those bits, but I would always make sure that I wouldn't do the on that particular night. But then Jeffrey had saw it once. He goes, no, do that. It's great, you know? It's good. It is a positive thing, you know?
Now, when did you realize that you had that ability?
I think like around like 8 or 9.
That's got to be creepy.
It's got to be creepy.
Yeah, 8 or 9
scared?
Years old. Like,
you know what it was? It was like, it was Christmas week. You know, when I was 8 or 9 years old, and I had just...
You knew you weren't getting that bike.
I knew I just wasn't, you know, a good boy that year. I had gotten this coloring book that my grandmother had got me, and I just started, you know, it was the day after Christmas. I just laid down and colored in this book, and all of a sudden this voice came to me saying, the phone's going to ring, let her know that I'm okay. And I go, well, who are you, voice in my head? And I got the name Sal, and it turns out literally not a minute after I had heard whatever I experienced, the phone rang. My grandma started crying, and I just went up to her, and I was like, is this about Sal? And she was like, how'd you know this? And I was like, oh, everything's okay. I just heard him in my head. And she started crying, and she didn't really know what to make of it, but I remember that one moment.
Wait, it was a wrong number? Or was... No, I'm asking.
What do you...
No, it was. It turned out that this guy named Sal had passed away, who was a family friend of my grandma's.
And it's the wrong number. It's the wrong number. I'm sorry, lady.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sal's okay. Who is this? did it freak you out at all?
Yeah, it freaked me out for like a moment, but then I realized it didn't like, you know, no, it wasn't as scary as I would think, you know, as a child. I didn't really react like in a frightened way.
Right.
It was just something that was like, oh, well, that just came to me.
Like a thought.
Yeah, I think you also, as a child, you're a little more open. Like if it started when you were 22, you're like, oh, what the fuck was that?
Right.
You know?
I had read somewhere psychology. That kids who have imaginary friends sometimes are not imaginary friends.
Right.
They have their minds are more open.
Sure. I had imaginary friends when I was younger. I had like five of them, and they were all like dudes. And I shared that with my mom. And she's like, well, did you know that I gave, you know, I had like five miscarriages. They were all boys. And I was like, no, I did not know that.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, so I was always thinking, like, well, maybe those could have been them, you know? And so I do believe in the concept of thinking that people, like, have imaginary friends could actually be, like, angels or somebody.
Yeah. Because especially when you're little, your mind is open to it. My cousin was about 4 years old, and her grandfather died, and the parents were going away, and they left the kids at the other grandparent's house. So the grandmother was getting ready for bed, and the kids were sleeping on like the pull-out couch, and my little cousin was sitting up facing the corner of the ceiling in the bed just talking. And she goes, her grandmother hears her say, I gotta go now, my other grandparents are coming. And so the next morning at breakfast, her grandmother goes, who are you talking to last night in the bed? She goes, I was talking to my grandpa. We weren't in the house, and he found us. He just wanted to make sure that we were okay.
Wow, that's crazy.
And she was like, the grandmother was freaked out. Like, what? Really? Because he had just passed away a few months before. She was very close with him.
Wow.
You know, so she would always talk with him.
Are you picking up any vibes in here?
A little bit. Maybe in a couple minutes we can actually, I think I'm actually picking something up on the, is that your wife?
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe there was a reason why he was supposed to come, even though.
God. Don't get freaked out.
It's just a romantic night at the south of the border. Yeah, that's crazy.
No, they're actually showing me breast cancer. So my mom and my aunt passed away from breast cancer. So they're showing me who can identify themselves from the pink ribbon. And they make me feel like I've got the woman in the room. So they make me feel like I'm supposed to bring up somebody passing
away
from
breast cancer. That's my mother had it and has a breast cancer organization.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like she passed from breast cancer?
No.
Oh, she had
it.
Organization.
She had it, breast cancer, 20 likes. 3 years ago. Wow. She died from a different cancer.
Sure. But she had like an organization that...
She still does. Yeah, I still perform for them.
That's crazy. Every year. I'm totally drawn to the pink mouse that you have over there. And I'm seeing breast cancer in this room.
All three of your aunts, right? Or your mother and
your mother
sisters.
And all of her sisters had breast cancer.
Well, that's crazy.
Almost every woman in my family gets it.
Yeah, my mom had that and it was rough because I always like wondered like why was mom always tired? But you know, I understood everything that she went through and I always tip my hat to my mom for what she went through, and I just actually lost my aunt to breast cancer.
Oh, sorry.
So it's a little rough, but I'm picking up that. They're also trying to get me to acknowledge who literally would be somebody who passes from lung cancer because they're also making me feel I'm supposed to bring that up around
my mother
here.
Has lung cancer.
Is that why you always make the jokes with the cigarettes and everything?
Yeah.
Everything just came full circle to me just now. Did your mothers know each other?
No.
No.
No? That's crazy.
My mother knew him.
Yeah.
That was it. His mother had passed already.
By the time I started doing comedy, my mother had passed about two and a half years already at that point.
Wow. And then they're also bringing up that the month of July, the seventh month, is huge for the family because they make me feel like the seventh month would be the birthday anniversary that falls for us, and they make me feel like I'm supposed to like give like party hats and party favors out to that.
That's me.
That's you.
My mother's birthday is July 7th, and I do a fundraiser for her on that day, and she also died July 21st.
Man.
So that's why we do the celebration of her birth, you know, the birthday of July 7th. I always do the fundraiser around that time.
Well, she's always in this room, I guess, you know, and it's just this one other instance that I can kind of, you know, verify that for you. And, you know, I think that's awesome that you kind of honor your mom's memory and everything that she stood for by keeping that alive for you, Chris. So
yeah, my aunt won't let me not do it.
Yeah.
Because she's the head of the organization.
Wow. I still am over here on the other side of the room for the listeners who can't see me. There is this this young, very pretty lady over here in the corner of the room.
My wife.
They keep on looking like I'm also supposed to bring up there's a father who's passed on because they're definitely showing me there's a dad that's literally on your right hand side, and they're trying to get me to bring up that he's got with him a younger male who passes from impact. So they're also trying to get me to acknowledge this when he passes tragically from the impact related passing. And then make me feel I'm supposed to bring those two people up for you as well. So do you understand that?
No.
Do you have maybe a grandfather?
I have two grandfathers that passed.
No, but they're actually making me feel like somebody was like passing a head-on collision. So they make me feel I'm supposed to bring up the impact passing. So it comes up like right next to you. So even if Anthony understood it, it wouldn't be for him. It's right over there for you. And they're saying Janine. So I'm also supposed to bring up where Jenny or Janine comes up. But that person's alive, and they're saying hi to her.
Hmm. You confused?
No, you confused?
It's definitely over here. So. It's
so you guys have a designated driver for tonight, right? Because I know you're going out drinking for your anniversary.
The waitress will be Janine.
Yep, Janine's alive. And they're making me feel like I've got an impact passing here. So somebody definitely passed away from impact.
It may hit you later, too, sometimes. Right?
No pun intended.
No, I'm not even trying to be funny there, but right?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. But it's definitely over by your wife.
You have anybody in your family that was in an accident or anything like years ago? Like an aunt or uncle that?
No. Well, it's definitely male.
You may stumble upon something. Any high school mates that died in a car crash?
No.
Because I did. I had one.
And they're saying my name, so they're also connected to Chris. So that name also has to be associated to the story.
Chris.
And that's how it works?
Apparently not, because she doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
And definitely somebody that already passed?
Yes, absolutely.
I gotta think about it.
They say my name, they're saying like Gina or Janine, and then they're saying impact passing, young male. So that's what I see, right over here. And they're not by anybody else in this room besides you. Yeah.
Yeah, people. So.
She's freaked out.
Chris.
See, now what?
So, and I guess I needed these Megan's two people.
I have two cousins that are named Chris. But nothing. I have to think about it.
Maybe if you call them and they'll say, "Oh my God, yes!" You never know.
Could be something.
Yeah, text them while we're here. But yeah, I guess I needed to kind of acknowledge his mom or what his mom stands for and what his mom stands for to kind of acknowledge it.
They're big personalities, so they're definitely
trying to come through for you also.
They're probably fighting each other for time.
Did she have it twice though? Did she have the cancer in two different areas besides the breast?
Yeah, well, she had the breast, and then she beat that, and then when she passed, she got in peritoneal, which is like a lining around the stomach lining.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's very rare, and it's very hard to detect until it spreads. Yeah. So she didn't know she was sick until she started to feel like it hit the liver, and then she started to feel like weird, and then so that's and it was bad. But she's tough. She fought all the way.
That's crazy. I'm also getting just real quick, not to take too much time, but I'm also getting something from over by you. You did something that I did for my grandfather when he passed away. I'm supposed to bring up who stood up and actually spoke from the heart and spoke.
At my mother's.
Because I'm supposed to bring up no psalm, no Bible passage. It's something that like we spoke from the heart and we stood up in front of everybody at the wake.
I did.
And so I'm supposed to bring up, like, I did that at my grandfather's funeral like 4 years ago. She's going to make me feel like we did that for hers. So, from wherever she could have been when she passed away, she was able to see that. And awesome. I think that's kind of like her way of also just kind of separating you from the rest of the pack of the family, of saying like, you must have been so heartbroken and everything, but you still had the courage to somehow honor and celebrate her.
Oh, my God, yeah. I had friends. She knows this. I had friends that had liquor stashed all over that funeral pall because everybody's like, I'm the comedian and the performer. They're like, you got to get up and say something. I said, I'm going to. I was going to do it at the church. And then my sister-in-law was like, no, do it here because my mother loved curse words. Yeah. She goes, here you can curse. You're not going to do that in the Catholic church. So, yeah. So I did it at the funeral and it was packed.
There was liquor all over that place.
Yeah.
They had a lot of booze over there.
That's crazy. Crazy. They're also showing me 2011, so I'm also supposed to bring up like 3 years ago. So that would be a turning point that she's putting property associated to the year. So in 2011, somebody moved, according to her.
2011 might have been the year my sister moved back in with her or I moved out. I don't know. No, I didn't really move out. I was living out for since 2003. So.
Well, she brings up property transition in 2011. So that's what she wants me to bring up for you.
It'll hit me later. Right now, I don't know. But that's cool. Thank you.
Is Bill giving off any vibes? I always wondered about Bill.
I don't know. He doesn't even know his family that's alive.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe that's you, the car crash. You don't know the person.
I don't know.
Maybe they were.
Maybe it was a wrong number. Maybe you got. You know, he gets wrong numbers since he's 8.
That's crazy. I feel like weird now in this room.
Oh.
Well, no, it's a positive thing.
I'm sure you guys feel your moms all the time.
Oh, yeah. I talk to her all the time. And not just her, a lot of people that have passed, you know?
She sounds like just like Anthony's mom, who is somebody who would have this. You probably get her sense of humor from her over your father.
Absolutely. My father's very funny, but my mother is bold funny is where I
get. Yes.
You know.
Your mother's it was hysterical.
Yeah. And his mother, too, from listening to the clip. I mean, I could.
Yeah, that's my mom.
I only wish I could have met her and hung out with her because she'd probably have me on the floor constantly.
Yeah, I'll play something else now that, yeah.
What else do you have on the soundboard?
You're here, Ma, so why don't I play a little. This is my personal favorite.
Why'd you use my frying pan to cook your shitty sandwich? What do you mean your frying pan? Mine. Nothing in this fucking house is yours. It's mine. Don't forget that. I use whatever freaking frying pan I want to use. I buy everything around here, not you. Stupid with this microphone in my face. Anthony, your frying pan. Ain't that the shit? Your frying pan. I'll give you the frying pan. You get out, I'll give you the frying pan. All right, shut it off now. Get out of here. You're such a pain in the ass, Anthony. Go bother somebody else.
That was one of my favorites. That's absolutely one of my favorites.
Oh, my God.
That sums it up. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah,
I like that one.
Yeah, I'll give you the frying pan. You get out, I'll give you the frying pan. I like that.
That's great. Cut the apron strings. That's my favorite.
Like, cut the apron strings.
She uses all the old time terms.
That's absolutely, great. definitely old school. Actually, I dream about my mom a lot. Just recently, I had when my aunt passed away. I wasn't close with her. It was my uncle's wife, and I dreamt they were both together.
And probably
like my mom, and she's like, "You remember Aunt Roseanne?" I was like, "Yeah, I remember Aunt Roseanne." And that was basically the thing I can remember from the dream.
Let me ask you a question, Chris. Do you? And this is just a question I had because time has been, you know, so long. So many souls have passed through from this life to, you know, I was just thinking like today, somebody mentioned like 1492, and they were talking about Columbus. I'm like, just think how many people have died and how fast time goes.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Do we come back into other lives, or is there just that many?
It's a factory of trillions.
Is it a factory, or is it people like you can cross over and then come back to another life in another body, choose to dive back into this world?
You're talking about the concept of like reincarnation.
Yeah, but not like where you just die and then you wake up and you're a turtle. You know, like I'm talking about. You're like, oh shit, I'm a turtle. You know, just where you're like, you know, you go to heaven for a while and then you decide, you know, I want to jump back in and do it again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that happen?
I believe that. I mean, I live on this planet, so I really can't, you know, I don't know exactly how it works over there, but I do believe that on the other side we can experience that plane, that spiritual plane, and then when we're ready to come back and incarnate to here, we can, you know, to learn different lessons that we weren't able to kind of fulfill or experience during our time as us now.
Right.
So I do believe that's a possibility, or I definitely think that happens. I actually think that kids, just like as much as they think that they have imaginary friends on the playground, I think they can also feel. You know, you watch these shows on like TV about these kids who think like they were like army men from like the Second World War or something like that.
Right.
You know, I think that there's a validity in that. You know, I just can't prove it yet.
Right.
Or I don't feel like, you know, it's meant for me to prove, but I do believe in it.
Yeah, I just think like that too, because especially like kids who were born and then passed really, really quickly. Like my mother actually had a brother that she never
they
knew.
They should get another
before
shot.
My mother was born, there was a brother that was born, and I don't even know how many, if he lived months or weeks, but boom, he was gone. So it's like, what happened there? You know, like, was he like, you know, he was here already, and then said, fuck it, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
You know, I just got a glimpse of my family. They're poor, and they live in Brooklyn in a one-bedroom. I'm going to go back to heaven.
Yeah, this is weak.
You know?
This is weak.
Smart kid.
Yeah, you know? That's crazy. That's do you think like, a dream's like a part of like something like what you do or anything? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
If someone has dreams, like I always wonder if like I'm really dreaming about it's a visit or I'm just like dreaming about it.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm skeptical. Like, you know, I don't give in to everything. I don't believe in everything, but I definitely believe in thinking that, you know, if you can't do it the way I feel like I can as a medium or a professional medium, I think definitely spirit knows how to kind of impact just the average person. And I definitely think they take advantage of the fact that you can't be cynical or skeptical when you're sleeping. You know, if it's right in front of you. So, that's kind of how they let you know that, you know, mom's.
That's what I've heard, that they come to you in dreams and talk to you. Because right after my mother passed, I had a very vivid conversation with my mother. And in the dream, like now it's very, you know how it's very hard, and Anthony knows this, when you're watching somebody sick, it's hard to get those visions out. Like, sure. I know my mother. I know what my mother looks like, healthy and happy and whatever. But for so long, all I think of is, like, I don't want to, and I would say this when I go to sleep, I don't want to think of you when you were skinny and sick in a bed anymore. And she came to me, and she was, and this could have been just a dream or it could have been real. I thought it was a real conversation that we had. But she was in her house dress, sitting in the chair. She was sitting in the chair where she sat when she was sick. But she never – that wasn't her chair when she was healthy. She had to sit in that chair sick because it was the easiest for her to get in at him. But she was sitting in that chair, but she didn't look sick anymore. She was back to being a normal self. She was in her pajamas like she was when she was sick, but she looked healthy again. And she had a dead-on conversation with me.
Wow.
You know, and it was really – it was cool because I felt like this is her telling me, you know, get over it already. You know, it's all good, you know.
And then
telling me advice about my dad, because my dad's still here. And, you know, he's getting a little bit older. He's not that old. But, you know, he had hearing things. She's like, make sure your father's got to wear those hearing aids. I'm telling you, you got to make sure he wears these new hearing aids. And then, like, a day later, my father calls me. And I go, what's up? And he goes, I'm on my way to the hearing doc. I got to get my new hearing aids. And I'm like, really? You getting new hearing aids? And he goes, I had no idea. You know, it's like my mother
told
me.
Crazy.
He's getting new hearing aids. Make sure he wears them. I'm like, wow. And now he wears them because he likes them, you know?
Yeah. I when I dream about my mom, she's better. Like, she looks like I remember her. Like,
right.
You know, but we both
that'd
know.
That'd be pretty shitty if you look still shitty. When
yeah.
You're
be like,
yeah, that'd
like,
be
what
the,
I did, heaven
still
is
shitty. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, like, oh, this is what heaven is. Yeah. Like, know, no, but like, we both know thank that goodness. She's going to have to leave very soon. It's like that awkward thing, like almost like I right. think she got
but
better.
It's awkward for you because she knows that you'll be there with her like that. So I think, I feel like it's long here to us,
yeah.
But everybody who's passed over that's close to us, they know, it's to them, I don't think this time doesn't
that's
exist.
True, yeah.
So they're like, it's in the blink of an eye, we're all going to be together. That's how they look at it.
Yeah.
And that's why they can probably tell you things, unlike him, his mind works differently because he's connected to everything in the universe. We all are, but he can focus on it. We can't, and we're adults. We block it out, you know. But he knows it's like that. You know, that's why he may see something that happens in 6 months from now, but in his mind, he's seeing everything. So you're not. It doesn't
like,
right.
Do you see more like you see future things, or do they?
Yeah, I can absolutely. You know, I can call things out before it happens.
Who's
going to
win the eighth race at Aqueduct Racetrack next Saturday? You want to come with me?
If I knew, I'm not telling you.
Oh, come on, man!
It doesn't work that way. It's
no. If I ever go to like Atlantic City or whatever, you know, I'll think, and all my friends bring me, you know, because I'm there, you know, and I, you know, I wind up making them lose more money than they win. You know, because it's not meant for that, you know?
Yeah.
And I've made peace with that, understanding that, you know, I can't pick lottery numbers.
That's the first thing people go, what's lottery numbers tomorrow? Yeah.
This guy sucks. He can't tell me the lottery numbers. See, I always feel like I have psychic visions, and I think everybody has them, just like natural intuition, because everybody's connected to the planet. And then sometimes, and I'm a gambler, so sometimes I will be at the track or I'll be at the whatever, and I just get that intuition, and I'll just walk over and say, that's going to happen, and it happens. And it's very rare, but it happens every once in a while. And I'm like, man, I just knew that was going
to
happen.
What a moment of brilliance. At the track, yeah.
But you never have enough balls to risk that much, because you're like, maybe it's really not going to happen. So that's why you kind of like can't mess with it.
Yeah.
No, it's true. It's a very delicate balance.
And I'm like, damn, why did I bet $300? I only bet $20.
I just have like the opposite, because everything I want to happen doesn't. So that's like my hole.
Because you wish it away.
Wish it away.
No, because you have a negative outlook. See, now if you spin and be
hard.
If you think more positively and believe in that you have everything you want, it'll come to you. But you put the I'm not going to get that and this is going to go wrong energy into the universe, and that's what comes back at you. Isn't that true that the energy works like that?
Yeah. Where did this guy come from? Is he like...
I'm just older than you guys.
No,
yeah. I am. No, I'm the oldest guy in the room, and I've read...
He pays attention,
books,
yeah.
I'm very into this stuff.
These two are the most positive
people I
know. I
can't do what
you
do.
They're very positive.
Yeah,
Bill's very positive, too.
All right, brother.
Positive. Yeah, he's positive. He's like, oh, it's going to happen. Well,
yeah,
it's
got to be.
Universe decide. Like, that's his whole... Like,
it's true. It everything's energy, man. Everything is energy,
yeah.
So...
Yeah. Right, but sometimes when things don't go your way a certain amount of times, it's like, all right, now.
Yeah,
but everything happens just so. I don't know.
That starts somewhere, though.
Yeah.
Why it's not going your way.
Why not being not pleasant? Is that what it is?
You are pleasant. You actually, I always say this about Anthony. You know, when you text with him,
yeah,
he's the sweetest kid on the planet. When you get in front of him, he turns into an asshole. Face to face, he's got to be a dick, you know? But
I told you, I don't deal well with.
Yeah, that's a problem, Anthony. Cut the apron strings, Anthony.
I have social anxieties. We all know that.
All right. Thank God for the fact that we're behind a microphone.
Yeah,
right now.
This is fine.
Everybody listening to you probably loves you. So,
nah, well.
No, not really. This is my favorite episode of your
show.
He's
doing fine.
How am I doing, Bill? Doing all right?
This is such a different show than you've done before.
This is a very different show.
Chris, is your family involved in music at all? Are we like are we the singer, the instrumentalist in the family?
Me?
You have siblings?
I do have siblings. Okay. No, they're not in show business at all.
I keep on seeing treble clefs and bass clefs, which is my way of saying like, you know, music in the family, literally.
I have to look into that. I have, you know, I've had older relatives that sang. And one of my uncles was even did like minstrel shows in vaudeville. Many back in the turn of the last century.
Didn't you sing?
You know, I sing a little bit. You know, but it says it in your bio.
It says it in your bio.
I used to sing in this little nightclub when I was like 21 years old, and it wasn't like I got paid to do it. It was like I went there. There was a piano player, and some people would get up once in a while. And anytime I came in, I would do like 3 or 4 songs, old school stuff. You know, like Dean Martin, Bobby Darin, that kind of Frank Sinatra.
You like that stuff, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm an old soul man. Yeah, when it comes to that.
Yeah, you probably.
He loves it.
Probably see the Rat Pack hanging around him.
Yeah, it's probably Sinatra and Dean Martin.
I'll tell you something. I just brought my family to see Jersey Boys like a year or two ago, and that was like one of the most powerful experiences on Broadway.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jersey Boys.
Loved it.
Did you find out who?
Yes.
You did?
I did.
Bring it in. So come into the mic so the crowd who is listening.
Pull the chick.
She just found out what you were talking about. This is Lauren, Bill's wife.
It's my dad's side of the family. And it's a boy. Named, his mother's name is Jenny.
Oh.
My dad's cousin's son passed away on impact from a car accident.
I just got the chills.
3 or 4 years.
I just got the freaking chills. I'm completely
freaked out because I've never met them, though. I maybe met the mother, but that's about.
Whoa. That's only dad's side of the family?
Dad's side of the family.
Now that is proof in the pudding.
He said dad.
He said father figure.
He said the father figure. Jenny or Janine said. Jenny or Janine said.
Died on impact.
Right there, bam.
But you never knew
the aunt,
boy.
And his name is Chris.
There we go. Says in the film.
And he said Chris. And you can go back, listen to the beginning of the show.
I'm getting chills.
I think it's great.
I had to dig for that too.
See, and that's people always say you know. And granted, I'll do this work in like 150, 200 people room, and they'll look at me, and you'll just get that awkward silence when the person doesn't understand what I'm saying. And you hear like crickets, You know, and it makes me feel like I'm a fool. But, over time, I've learned just to be patient and say, I got to just leave this with you. And, thank God.
I called my mother. And
thank God for cell phones. We can actually find this out.
I texted, and she goes, what are you talking about? Call me. So I call, and then I called my aunt. And as I said names, they were like, oh, no, my God, that's Jenny's
son
that had passed away on impact.
Are you going to see the family during Thanksgiving?
I'm not going to see that side of the family.
Okay, I'm just trying to find a clever way to say like maybe this is their way just to kind of like bring the whole family into the whole thing.
It could be.
But yeah. I will. I do see children, so I don't know if we are expecting to actually build this family. But I'm actually supposed to bring up how I'm adopted, and I see somebody who's about to play the role of a parent that's not biologically theirs. So they're acknowledging somebody raising like a foster child or like playing parent to a child that's not their own.
That's creepy.
Do you know what that means?
Oh, is
maybe somebody... I can't get pregnant?
Okay. But you don't know that. I don't know that.
Would you know if somebody's adopted in the family?
Or
going through adoption process right now?
Not that I know of.
Because I'm seeing how my birth. Or I'm not seeing my birth. That's a little freaky. Yeah, that's either. Right?
Wow. I don't want to be psychic if that's what you have to see.
Yeah,
I'm seeing how I came here. I was adopted. So I'm seeing that scenario around your family. So
all right, I don't know.
It's going to be a good Thanksgiving of chatter. There's going to be a lot of good creepy topics.
See that? Wow. Yeah.
What about, you see anything over here?
Yeah.
See a job over there?
A giant L.
Always like when you bring your wife down.
Do you ever get like you're standing online at Dunkin' Donuts or wherever it is, and you just get a wife?
Well, you know what? We were talking earlier. Me and Anthony used to work both for King Cullen Supermarket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over here in Long Island, not too far away.
Same one?
I worked in Belmore.
Okay. In Levittown for me. And so, my whole store, word get out that I could do this. So the customers used to just come up to me and start talking to me, like talking to me about their family and if I can get anything off them. I just wanted to pack out Frosted Flakes.
Right.
They weren't paying me enough to do that.
But with how many, in the store, though, it must have been, like, a lot of crazy stuff, like, just feelings going on,
yeah,
right?
Well, when I first
got the store must have been crazy.
Yeah, well, I was, like, 16 when I first got hired by the supermarket. At the grocery store, I didn't I was more open then. You know, I didn't set boundaries and stuff like I do now. Yeah. Right. You know, so when I did start working at the store, yeah, I couldn't get any work done because things would just keep on popping up about like coworkers and stuff, to the point where I was like, you know what, like maybe I need to not do this when I'm at work. You know, maybe I should just be Chris, just the kid, you know, and be able to live a normal life. And then,
well, go ahead.
How do you turn it off? Like, how do you do that?
You get drunk.
That's your answer to everything.
It makes
it worse. No, it actually fizzes it out, right, if you get hammered?
It's easier to read people that are drunk because their defenses are down. If I had something in me, though, that would make me like that, I wouldn't be able to function, let alone talk to spirit, you know? But, you know, it was because of me experiencing what I did in a grocery store, reading people on the other side when I was working, forced me to learn how to kind of turn it off and turn it on and control it more.
I remember we did the fundraiser for you at the Nutty Irishman.
Oh, I love that place.
There was a couple of mediums that were doing readings, and you couldn't help it. Like, you kept on going over. Like, it was.
So
like,
I was supposed to just be the host.
Yeah, he's supposed to be just hanging out.
Like, I wasn't supposed to do anything at this fundraiser. And, you know, they had other people. And just as I was saying goodnight and thank you, you know, things started popping up. And I didn't want to actually do it because I didn't want to step on anybody's toes. But they were all supportive and cool about it. So I did wind up reading people even on an off night.
Yeah, it was just, I saw, like, your head. Like, you see something's going on at you, and then you started going around different people, and it was pretty cool to see, like, you know, three of them almost, like, walking around, like, three mediums going around the room giving readings to everybody. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know, the crazy life of, you know, Christopher Allen over here. You know, who would have ever thought, you know, I never saw myself do this work when I was younger. I was always into it. Like, I was always, like, Ghostbusters for Halloween and stuff like that.
Right.
To think that, like, I somehow can still kind of, like, you know, identify with, like, that line of work and stuff as an adult is kind of weird. But I definitely know that it's healing, and that's why I do it. And then it's also why you guys are, like, comedians and stuff like that.
Sure.
Because you're passionate about it, you feel it, and people can walk away feeling better than they did when they first saw you.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's the best part of the job is when they come up to you and they're like, oh, my God, we needed that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's what I like better than, you know, you were the greatest comedian I've ever seen. Just when they go, man, we needed that.
Yeah,
you
my
know?
Family was
it
just
happened once.
My family was just over and was like, you have the most best job in the world. Like, you can change somebody's emotion instantly. You know, just by saying something like, you know, oh, there's an energy who passed away. He died from a car accident, you know, and somebody can be instantly changed or affected by those words. You have that same power in, you know, making people laugh. You know, they can be having an awful day at work and you can just say something and it changes up their whole aura, their whole mood, their whole personality. And I think that's just as impactful and, you know, important.
Yeah.
Now you have your own business kind of with this, you just
this is what I do, you know?
So I don't want to you know, make you sound like whatever, but you ever, like, when you were, like, younger, use it to, like, you know, get women? Because I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean that would be one of, you know, I mean, that's where I'm sure you set boundaries now because you're whatever, but maybe when you were, like, you know, how old are you? Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 28.
You're 28. So when you were, like, you know, come on, 20, 21, you were like, I can tell her some things and she'll totally sleep with me tonight.
You know what? I was really shy younger. You know, I think that's, I used music for that. You know, my ability to, like, you know, play and sing and play the piano and stuff. That was my way of impressing the ladies. I never thought to, like, give her, you know,
a reading.
You know, give somebody a reading as a way to turn on.
Do you
want to
hear one of his songs?
Yeah.
All right. I'll get up.
Do you really have
original?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
great.
His original. It's from Paige and Grace. They are a great band. I'm going to play a little something here. It's Keep It Coming. Unorganized Chaos. And here it comes. It's coming.
So you thought that I'd just walk away and start to fade with every memory. But lately I've been feeling hypnotized in your eyes.
Listening to Paige and Grace. To download non-interrupted full versions of their songs, visit PaigeandGrace.com. Find them on iTunes.
So come with me, we'll watch the city burn. 'Cause who's to say if I will ever
iTunes.
Just keep becoming my life so incomplete.
There you go.
Hey, look at you.
You hate listening to yourself, don't you?
It's a little weird.
Because you're like cringing over here. You know, we're all like rocking out, and he's just like sitting in the corner cringing.
I just knew that the file he pulled, that it was that song had that the weird shameless plug.
You know, I had.
You're listening to Paige and Grace.
I had everything on here, but when I did the software upgrade on my iPad, it wiped everything I had out.
Blame it on the OS.
I'm blaming it on that. Even when my song, I had to go back and do every sound file one by one.
I'll throw you guys a CD. But yeah, so that's a little original music.
That's great.
So that is great.
That was very good.
Yeah, that was very good. You guys get radio play and everything?
Yeah, we're doing really well. You know, this work of mediumship kind of takes up a life of its own. So it's all about finding this balancing act now. You know, how to do both. You know, and make an impact the way that you want. But yeah, we're doing good.
It's got
to
be weird. Like somebody comes up to you, "Hey, I want to produce you guys," and then you go, "Nope, I ain't working with this asshole." You can see it. You know,
That's you know, I got a crash course in intuition by being in the music industry and getting vibes off of people and us, you know, being true to myself and not just giving into, you know, yes men or people that say they can help you and promise you everything, but they don't mean anything.
Yeah, right. we know that.
Same thing with us.
Never happens.
As comedians and actors. Yeah,
I'm sure.
Except Bill never gets any orders. So,
Oh, man. But one of these days, I want to read Dice. Is that possible?
Read Dice?
I think that's like the coolest thing. This guy is like,
you maybe set that up, right? If you would do it.
I saw him when he was at Governor's, I believe, I'm going to say the spring. Or
the last time he was
February.
Here?
February.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, he comes here like twice a year. So what you should do is you see if he can reach out.
And the entire time he was doing his performance, like I was picking up things about him and I was like, oh, my God, like it'd be cool to sit down with him. You know, I didn't know if he was open or not, but like I just was putting it out there.
I'd have to find out.
What you'd have to do is, you talk to
the
owners here. They're friendly with him. And
Jimmy loves Jimmy, so maybe I go through Jimmy with that.
Yeah, that's all.
That'd be funny. Yeah.
That would be funny.
That'd be wild, yeah.
Yeah.
Just want to see his reaction to, you know.
Are you picking up anything else in here?
If you want, I could try.
Yes.
Now you're going to be the guy that if he doesn't come to you, you're going to be
like, mad now. I'm like, never coming back. He's like...
Now you got
to
try. Does that mean you're like spirit's like just resting and he's like, ah?
No, he's not focusing?
No. You know what? Like, I'm in awe of just like you guys. You know, you're making me laugh. You know, when I'm just having a good time, it's like, you know, it's not, you know.
Let me ask you a question.
Strong.
What do they do on the other side?
What do they do?
I mean, they don't eat.
They don't sleep.
They
have a cup of coffee.
It's just constant. It's just a constant state of being.
That's what I'm saying. Are they sleeping?
I picture my grandmother
taking showers.
You know what I'm saying?
Are they leaning on something?
We think like humans. So
he's a guy alone. You're overwhelming him.
No, not seriously. You would be surprised the questions that people ask me about this work. And like you think that's a weird question. It's not.
I don't think it's weird. I think it's, you know, like,
exactly.
What do they do? I mean, I know it's a state of euphoria that they're in, but then it's like, all right.
Yeah.
Now, like, I know now, like, when I'm done here, I want to eat. I'm going to go eat. I'm going to sit and eat. You know? Like, what are they doing?
He's going to shut up. He's going to sit down. He's going to eat.
They're not hungry. There's no food anymore.
I wish I knew.
Do they eat just for the fun of it?
Well, I don't. I definitely don't think they are on a cloud with, like, a halo and a book of knowledge.
Okay. Right.
You know? So I don't think they're just chillaxing. You know? But I don't think they're eating, you know, Sunday dinner.
My grandmother feeding everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I think they are just like in life, you know, we have jobs. I think they have jobs on the other side. I think a lot of I interact with a lot of spirits who share with their families through me that they're helping, you know, children cross over, people who pass from like overdoses. You know, they're now assigned to help children who struggle with that issue still on Earth.
What about guardian angels?
Definitely.
Or spiritual guides.
Sure. I do believe in like masters or people that watch over us that aren't like our great grandfathers, but people that we
even strangers, right?
Yeah, just strangers.
And everybody has one at least?
I think we have multiple. I think they all interchange and they come and go depending on what we're going through in life.
Okay, cool, yeah.
Like you say a picture of an old relative, somebody feel like you have a connection with them. like you never met them, but you have that a connection with them sometimes.
Yeah, I had my mother's father was dead in 1955, and I met at one of Jeffrey Wan's events this woman who was his mentor. She was like an older woman, and she looked like the typical psychic medium.
Mentor.
Yeah, she had this like little weird. She was very eccentric. Anyway, she said to me, she described this man that was with me, and she's like, he's with you a lot, you know. And I never met my grandfather because, like I said, I wasn't even born. But she described him to a T, and I only have one picture of him, and that's what she described. And she never saw the picture. The picture's in my mother's house.
Yeah.
So that's who she described. And then she told me his name, his nickname, and everything. And she's like, yeah, he's with you a lot. You know, that was at that time. Maybe at that time of my life. Maybe he's
moved on.
Is that
why you dress like that? Because he influences you the way you dress?
No.
It's funny, last night we're at the show. This old man, they'd be like 105. This guy comes to Monty. He's like, I really like him. Like, Monty, he's just recognized it because he wore the same thing to his high school prom. If you don't know Chris, he wears
suits and fedoras.
Wears night, like, but like, you know, the 60s style.
Skinny ties.
Don't be jealous.
Hey, I like
it. Don't be hating.
You know what? I pick up, though, there's a German Shepherd dog that's passed on that I'm seeing around you. So it's one of those canine dogs. You know, like the narcotic sniffing cop dogs. I see them.
A lot of my family had dogs. And I know one particular family that had a German
Billy
Shepherd.
Billy Holden?
But there could have been a couple of them. So I'd have to ask.
Definitely, it's not a mutt. It's a purebred German Shepherd.
Bill's Holden.
I had a German Shepherd.
You got the name?
I think it has to do with something with the military. So I think like their name would be like, Sergeant the dog. Or like.
You have a dog Sarge?
Nope.
No.
I had my cousin had a dog named Shane that was a German Shepherd, but a couple other relatives could have had German Shepherds that I didn't know about. So a lot of my family had dogs. Maybe you.
Why is it that like my grandfather's didn't come through, but a relative that I never met came through?
Well, they might be grieving about their loved one more than you're grieving about your grandfather at this particular time, or you know their latter, you know then. You know, your grandfather, or the fact that I didn't even know I was going to read you tonight, and that's just something I picked up, you know, randomly.
Okay.
You know,
no, I don't know.
Yeah, there's so many variables, but to me, it's almost like, you know, as long as I give some kind of validation or something like that, then it should show you that if they're okay and they pass tragically, you know, then I'm sure your grandfather's just fine, you know.
No, I just didn't know if there was a reasoning behind.
Yeah, I think it's just almost for you to maybe start a dialogue with your family like you just did, and, you know, just kind of let them know that they're, you know, if they're with you in a radio station.
Being haunted by their dead relatives.
Then I'm sure they can be with their own.
They're going to come with you to the south of the border and have a couple of.
I think they're just hungry. I think the poor kid was just a little hungry. You know? He was like, oh, they're going to hit a Hicksville in a little bit. So
I see how Bill dressed up to go out on his anniversary.
Yeah.
Well, the Knicks game's on tonight.
The Knicks game's on
afterwards. We did a show and the Knicks game was on. He wore a Knicks jersey on stage.
I love my Knicks.
That's cool.
I love my Knicks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm supposed to get more. Like, no, you don't see, like, money coming at me anywhere?
sure.
Okay,
all the money
you
want.
He'd have to sit down and do a really deep reading to see where that's coming from with you.
I just want to see fame and money.
I feel like all this
you're looking
comes
at it.
With, like, a...
Stop.
It comes with something. Not fame.
A little quiet
not
money.
That was
nothing's
good.
Nothing's going on around you.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I got it all together, I guess.
No, like, I always wonder if there's, like, skeletons in Bill's closet or something. Yeah. I never... Literally.
Does it not work that way?
No, he's too clean. He's too anal.
There's nothing like no spirits hang around him, or he's just like...
You know what I think? I think just his mom is just a complete attention, you know. you know, I really, like, my mom, shyest person in the world. Like, you cannot take a picture with her. You know, I think your mom was complete opposite.
Oh, my mom could get on an elevator and get off and be friends. Know everybody's name that was on that two ride up. She'd be chatting with everybody.
The first time I met your mom was here at Governor's. I forget. It was one of those big nights. It was like a Thanksgiving Eve or something like that. You just got out of a relationship and she was.
Oh, that was with the girl I was with for like 6 years.
Yes.
My mother loved her.
And she goes, I'm not even going to count anymore. I'm not getting close to him anymore. This is what he does to me. He brings him in.
She's like,
we get
don't
to
bring
know
him
them.
Home.
I love them. Then he leaves them.
She goes, yeah. After that relationship, she goes, don't bring him home anymore. I don't want to meet them.
Yeah, she's,
I get attached.
It's the first time I met her. It was hysterical. Oh,
my mother was like so popular like that. Like when at a funeral. numerous times my father would come up to me and go, you see the people kneeling at the casket? I go, yeah. He's like,
who the hell are they? I go, I don't know. He's like, your mother talked to everybody. I don't know half the. My father never left the house, so he didn't know any of these people.
That's hilarious.
Who are they?
It's true. He's like, who are? I'm like, Dad, I don't know, you know? And they come up very sorry. I'm like, oh, thanks. You know, I don't even know who you are. So.
Yeah, the line of my mother's people was out the door. It was crazy. Yeah, that
one thing that's
you know,
very, very
so
sad,
lives.
But very, I was kind of, even though I don't know if it even works like this, but my mother's best friend has been very, very sick. And my mother died at the beginning of this year. And then like a month ago, my mother's best friend passed away. And I was kind of so sad, but I was also kind of like, oh, my mom's best friend's with her now. You know, so I was like, sort of like, felt made me feel good, you know?
Yeah.
Because they were like, wouldn't be a day that they didn't talk to each
other. Isn't that crazy in timing though? Just within their life.
And she was suffering too. It was something different. But she was suffering and sick for a couple of years and getting weaker and weaker. And it was, you know. And it just came up. And she just got pneumonia and she broke like her leg or her hip and she couldn't heal. So she just, I'm sure she just was in a hospital bed.
Like
you know
wonder
what,
if
done.
They're like together, like, you know. Like,
yeah, I'm sure that the people that you're close with here, you still connect with on the other side. I'm sure. Sure. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just like you I were so. Wondering, what are they doing?
I'm yeah. sure and relatives that you never met before probably come to
this
you
is,
and like, oh,
is,
I'm
this
your
is
great
what
uncle.
I want. I
on
want
your
my,
mother's side.
My grandmother right now, I want her to get started on her Sunday gravy, her meatballs, lasagna, because that's what I want when I got there. I want a nice big meal.
That you ain't eating over there.
I'm going to eat. That's what's going to happen. That's the one meal I want. That's it when I cross over.
Listen,
this one. My
everything's closed.
All my the, grandmother's all, lasagna. That's all I want.
Is that heaven or hell?
What
do we?
I don't care where I go. If I got my grandma's lasagna, I'll go anywhere.
You'll get a memory of it. Maybe.
I'm just saying that's one thing I would like.
Yeah, Chris Monty, comedian and like really deep, you know.
Yeah, he's a Renaissance man over there.
He is.
With his plays wow. and his hats and his walks.
Yeah. You got a hat.
His walking sticks.
Totally.
You got to be connected, bro. I said, also, you know what it is? I'm also older and I lived a little bit. So,
you have
you
walking
know,
sticks?
You kind of. Yeah, no, he's being a dick.
He walks around Queens with a walking stick.
Like know? A Gandalf yeah. walking stick? Like
no, I
you
don't have one.
You shall not pass.
Good one, man. Yeah,
no, I do. I always wanted to get a really nice walking stick that goes with a suit. You know, like they
you
used
told
to
me
have
you go walking with your walking stick.
No, I don't go walking with my walk. I go power walking.
You like walk to the park or
oh,
something.
Oh, you go hiking like with a
not hiking.
Stick?
I walk in a circle around
what
a,
do you,
you know,
go hiking
thing.
In Queens?
When do you incorporate
there's
the stick?
There's a big park by me. I don't go hiking. Yeah, I don't go hiking.
When do you incorporate the stick?
No, I would like to get one. I like to get one for the one I have on my 3-piece suit.
Oh, I got you. Like
know,
a,
you know what I mean?
Completes the ensemble.
Like Fred Astaire.
I call that a scepter. More of like a scepter.
Lord Disick walks around with the walking stick.
Oh, that guy?
You know who Lord Disick is? Scott Disick. He's Kim Kardashian's brother-in-law. No. Kind of brother-in-law. He walks around keeping up with the Kardashians. He's a lord. He actually bought a lordship. So he got a walking stick to walk around with.
Yeah, if you're a duke or a lord, you got to have a walking stick.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's what he did.
Yeah.
The LD.
First thing I would do.
I'm learning. I'm taking it all in.
Yeah, you get a walking stick. You told me about the walking stick. That's why. What am I make that up?
Yeah, no.
I had a walking stick for hiking. It was a hiking stick.
You told me something that you were walking with
a
stick.
Yeah, I had one of those. I don't have that anymore.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't make it up.
Like,
you know,
no, I did tell you that. I thought you were talking about like now. I walk around with it. I don't know
what you do now. I don't know.
I'm picturing him in like a little goofy suit spinning his stick.
Yeah, whistling.
Tipping my hat with it. Hey,
ring a ding ding.
Clubbing people in their shins as they walk by.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
That's crazy. Old stuff. Now, do you like when you like go work out? Do you have like a normal like you know?
I don't work out.
What I'm saying, you go walking. Do you put like a '70s leisure like suit on, or you like actually wear like?
I wear like Adidas.
Okay.
Sweatsuit with sneakers.
I didn't know it's how far. Normal. I didn't know how
a
far
baseball
you take
cap,
it.
My iPod in my ears.
I didn't know how far you take the whole like throwback thing.
No, I dress like somebody from today.
All right, that's all I was wondering about.
Sometimes I'll be wearing like a Jets sweatsuit.
Yeah,
New York
I've
Jets
seen
whatever.
That. I've seen that.
Yeah, that's what I was just. That's what I was wondering about. We're actually we're out of time.
Thank Christ.
But before
got a
we
lot
go,
done.
We did get a lot done. Before we go,
got a lot done.
Do you want to plug anything? With all Chris Monty.
I want to plug something. All right. Just go to shutupsitdownandeat.com and just check out my show. I guarantee it's fun for all ages and all ethnicities.
Okay. Anything else? No. Thanksgiving Eve. We're
Thanksgiving
here.
Eve, Governor's Comedy Club, 8 o'clock. There's $5 tickets on govs.com.
Govs.com. I will be on the show as well as the headliner, Mr. Chris Monty.
It's going to be phenomenal.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
On the show. Chris, do you plug anything?
I don't know.
Sure. I have my work as a psychic medium. You can visit on and get more information about how to sit down with me privately. I'mstillhere.net or ChristopherAllen.com.
Okay, and
awesome.
Paige and Grace.
Oh, sure. And my original music and my band that I front, you can check us out on Facebook.com/PageandGrace or PageandGrace.com.
And you're on iTunes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to download some shit tonight.
You better. Bill, you want to plug anything, Bill?
Just my Twitter account, Bamical, B-A-M-I-C-L-E.
Follow him because he gets very sad no one follows him back.
It's doing well, and I got some little projecty things that I'm working on.
Okay.
Projecty things.
Yeah.
He's thinking about dinner right now. Happy anniversary, dude.
He's thinking about nothing.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, the happy couple.
Yeah,
it's the Morales anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Sangria and nachos.
All right, I just want to throw a quick plug out. Check out Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road, Massapequa, New York. I mentioned you heard the plug on the show. You get a free coffee with your muffin or butter roll. Finsdeli.com. Check them out for all your catering needs this holiday. You can check my website out, Comic Anthony D. And we're played out every week by Face the King, facethekingband.com. We will see you next week with episode 58. Have a good holiday, everybody.